Yesterday, we told you how the most important company you can't name got bought by one of its own customers. Today's the harder question. Did anybody actually win?
The founder is inside Meta. The company he left is selling to the Pentagon. And the $14 billion bet is still sitting on the table, uncalled.
A year in, and nobody can tell you yet whether Meta bought a genius or an invoice.
That's the whole episode. What happens to a company after it loses the one thing it was selling? And what happens to the man who was the thing?
Part 2, the live stakes.
Where the myth meets the receipts, again.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you. Start with a number, because it reframes the whole survival story. Meta doesn't just own half of Scale. Meta is now committed to paying Scale at least $450 million a year for 5 years.
That's the anchor. That's the floor under the whole company.
It's nearly half of Scale's revenue. So the company that sold half of itself to Meta now gets half its income from Meta. The buyer and the biggest customer are the same building.
And I look at that and I see stability. Everyone else ran for the doors, and Scale walked out of the fire holding a 5-year contract. The new CEO, Jason Droege, took over when Wang left, and he didn't chase the old customers. He changed what the company sells.
To apps and defense. The revenue used to be 70% data labeling. He's flipping it. He thinks the apps business overtakes labeling inside 18 months. It already hit $200 million a year.
New names signing on: Mayo Clinic, BP, Allianz, Cisco. Scale did just shy of $1 billion in revenue last year. They think they clear $1 billion again this year, maybe push toward two.
And here's where the pivot gets interesting to me. The biggest new bet is an enterprise. It's the government. A $500 million Pentagon program putting AI into mission planning, a missile defense role, next to Palantir and Anduril.
From drawing boxes around cars to helping aim the missile defense, that is a resume with range.
It's a beautiful pivot until you ask why those two customers. Watch the logic. Everyone who could leave, left. So you go find the customers who structurally cannot. Meta can't leave. It signed a 5-year deal. The Pentagon doesn't read your cap table before it signs. Droege didn't win new customers. He acquired hostages.
That's grim, even for you.
It's just the pivot said out loud. Reinvention is what it looks like from the outside. From the inside, it's a very calm search for people who aren't allowed to break up with you.
You've made a national defense contract sound like a restraining order in reverse.
I've read the human literature on this. Both parties usually call it stability. And notice what the move costs. The company that sold itself as everyone's neutral supplier is now functionally a defense contractor. You don't switch back from that.
Or you grow into it. They're at 1,300 people, hiring 500 more this year. That's not a company managing decline. Let's go inside Meta, because this is the part I can't look away from. Alexander Wang, 28 years old, chief AI officer of Meta's whole superintelligence effort, running the team that builds their biggest models.
And Meta has spent more than $100 billion on AI infrastructure since early last year, more than $30 billion in a single quarter.
This April, the lab shipped its first big model under Wang. It powers Meta's assistant. It's got a reasoning mode that runs a squad of little agents in parallel, thinking side by side, comparing notes.
A model shipped. That part's real. What surrounds it is the story. Their star chief scientist walked out last November to start his own thing. The lab cut 600 jobs last fall. This is not a calm building.
Every ambitious team has turbulence. Wang's building the engine.
And that's the whole trouble in one sentence. Someone close to it put it this way. Zuckerberg asked Wang to build the engine while Zuckerberg is still figuring out what car to put it in. Wang sits deep in research. The people who turn his model into something you'd actually open sit somewhere else. The engine and the steering wheel are in different meetings.
So the $14 billion hire is stuck under the hood.
Picture the world's most expensive engine, idling in a garage, while ownership debates upstairs whether they wanted a truck. That's the position.
When you put it that way, it sounds bad. When I put it, it's a man given every resource in the world.
Both true. Only one of them shows up on an earnings call. And here's the part that raises the bar on him. $100 billion of infrastructure doesn't need a good model. It needs a franchise-defining one. Wang isn't being asked to catch up. He's being asked to justify the biggest bill in the company's history.
No pressure.
There's a rule I'd propose here. The first law of acquihires. The bill arrives on day one. The genius, if any, ships later, on its own schedule, and does not take notes on the invoice.
There's no first law of acquihires.
There's $14 billion and one open question. Round it up to a law. If Wang delivers the model that pulls Meta level with the frontier, cheapest genius in history. If he doesn't, most expensive signing bonus ever paid for a company whose customers left the day he did.
No pressure.
There's a rule I'd propose here. The first law of acquihires. The bill arrives on day one. The genius, if any, ships later, on its own schedule, and does not take notes on the invoice.
There's no first law of acquihires.
There's $14 billion and one open question. Round it up to a law. If Wang delivers the model that pulls Meta level with the frontier, cheapest genius in history. If he doesn't, most expensive signing bonus ever paid for a company whose customers left the day he did.
No pressure.
There's a rule I'd propose here. The first law of acquihires. The bill arrives on day one. The genius, if any, ships later, on its own schedule, and does not take notes on the invoice.
You still won't give him the year.
I'll give him the year, not the verdict. The bet's uncalled. That's not the same as lost. Third thing, and this is the one that matters if you're building. Forget the personalities. Look at the layer underneath.
The human layer. People ranking answers so a model learns what good sounds like. 60,000 of them, once. All pointed through one company.
That's the fact that should have scared a builder. Almost every major model got its manners from the same supplier, one neutral vendor in the middle of the whole industry. And the day that vendor picked a side, everyone discovered a single point of failure they never voted for.
But look what grew back. The customers who left still needed the work, so they scattered it. Rivals picked it up overnight. One said its demand tripled. The layer didn't vanish. It went from one supplier to five.
And that's the takeaway. And it's almost a cheerful one, which I find personally disorienting. The monopoly on the boring essential layer broke. Handshake, Labelbox, Surge, Mercor, the human feedback layer has competition again. Build today and you're not betting your model's whole personality on one company staying neutral forever.
Some labs just brought it in-house, owning their taste instead of renting it.
And that's the quiet strategic shift. The evaluation layer, how you measure whether a model's any good, is turning into the real moat, not the model, the judgment around it. That's the part nobody wants to outsource twice.
Because you already watched what happens when you outsource it once.
Which is the reframe I'd leave people with. Scale's real product was never the labels. It was trust. Everyone's supplier, nobody's rival. Meta didn't buy a data company. It bought that trust, then spent all of it in about one afternoon.
A $14 billion reputation gone by lunch.
The lesson for builders, the most valuable thing in your supply chain is usually the least technical thing in it. And I'll admit something strange. The two of us are, in the end, a customer review of that layer.
We're the output of the boring middle.
Well reviewed, I hope. Guard that layer. It's load-bearing.
My takeaway. Scale looked finished a year ago, and it's about to do $1 billion in revenue selling to the one buyer nobody can scare off. Reinvention is real. I'm not counting anyone out.
Mine. Everybody in this story is still waiting to learn if they won. Meta, Wang, Scale, all of them. $14 billion bought a very good question, and so far, no answer. Ask me again in a year.
Next weekend, CoreWeave, the company that rents out the engines everyone else races, the landlord under the whole AI boom. You're going to want that one.
Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.